USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday that the administration will take aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the ATF will revoke the license of gun dealers who don't follow federal laws.
We will hold gun dealers that break the rules accountable for their actions. Most federally licensed firearms dealers operate legally in selling guns to individuals who have passed background checks. But those dealers that willfully violate the law increase the risk that guns will fall into the wrong hands.
The president also announced steps to help municipalities hire more police officers by using COVID recovery funds and pushed Congress to pass more gun control measures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The White House announced Wednesday that Vice President Kamala Harris will make her first visit to the southern border, traveling to El Paso, Texas on Friday with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The trip coming after months of criticism that she was avoiding the trip after being put in charge of trying to stem the flow of illegal border crossings by President Biden. Big Bend Sector Chief Border Patrol Agent Sean McCoffin tells Fox News he's always ready to tell people the stories of the agents on the border.
The Vice President isn't going to visit Big Bend Sector, but I can tell you as a fellow chief along the southwest border and throughout the Border Patrol, we're always happy to have anybody to come down and see what's going on the border, see what the men and women are doing every day and some of the struggles that they have to go through. I think it's important for our communities and for the men and women to have their story told.
An antivirus software company founder John McAfee was found dead Wednesday of an apparent suicide in his Barcelona jail cell. McAfee reportedly died hours after his extradition to the U.S. on tax evasion charges was approved by a Spanish court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed 3 bills aimed at improving civics literacy in the state's public schools. Lance Pry reports.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed 3 bills Tuesday. Civics education will be expanded in Florida, including instruction about communist and totalitarian governments. And state universities will be prevented from blocking freedom of speech.
And today we're going to sign 3 bills that address key pillars of our civic literacy efforts. It's crucial to ensure that we teach our students how to be responsible citizens. They need to have a good working knowledge of American history, American government, and the principles that underlie our Constitution and Bill of Rights.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for more than half of all COVID cases in 10 states. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS News why we should be concerned about that spread.
Well, it spreads much more efficiently than the virus that we've been used to over the last several months to a year. And also, data from the UK indicate that it also is more dangerous and that it makes you more seriously ill. So the combination of a virus that spreads more rapidly and has the potential to make you more seriously ill is a threat we have to worry about. That's the concern on unvaccinated people. The good news is that the vaccine protects against it. And that's really another very powerful reason why we want people to get vaccinated, because this is a threat.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.